MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. In Roswell, New Mexico State police officers were involved in a shooting incident Wednesday night near West Linda Vista Boulevard and Kentucky Avenue. New Mexico State police stated an officer attempted a traffic stop in the area where 64-year-old William Roberts failed to stop and traveled to and entered a trailer park on North Kentucky Avenue. A dead end led to the vehicle stopping. Police say Roberts was ordered to exit with his hands up but was seen reaching for something inside the vehicle, and then police say he exited the vehicle with a handgun and pointed it at officers. Both NMSP officers who responded fired at Roberts, who died after being transported to hospital. And fallout keeps building in New Mexico and beyond around the farm labor movement leader and communist organizer Cesar Chavez in the wake of the newly reported sexual abuse allegations of girls as young as 12. In addition to many cities in New Mexico like Albuquerque and Las Cruces canceling celebrations and studying whether to remove his name from buildings and parks, in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott announced the state will no longer observe Cesar Chavez Day, and in the upcoming legislative session, the governor will work with lawmakers to eliminate the holiday. Cesar Chavez Day is a U.S. federal commemorative holiday proclaimed by President Barack Obama in 2014. Some New Mexico officials have suggested possible renaming of some streets and celebrations in honor of Dolores Huerta, one of Chavez's victims, but also a key member in forming the Farm Workers Union. And if you haven't yet registered for the New Mexico Wildlife Department's Birding Big Year, you still have time, and the chase is on to spot as many birds as possible within the state. It's open to all ages, and participants must register online by April 1st at wildlife.dgf.nm.gov. All entries must be logged into the online service to track their progress on an app available for download. Winners for each category will be awarded in January of 2027. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.